back at it, saving relationships, ruining relationships.
Who's to say?
Who's to say? It's up to you to decide.
That's right.
Fiancé Friday. Monroe, what is Fiancé Friday?
Fiancé Friday is where you have a fiancé and you want to put him through the good old test machine.
The sniff test, if you will.
Yeah, right? The scratch and sniff, maybe not so much that
Okay,
part.
Not that one.
We were on a thing, I thought, anyways. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
So, I don't know, maybe your fiancé's been working late, or maybe they're a little friendly with so-and-so. You just need to, like I said, put them through the test machine and figure out if you're really in it for the long haul. Well, that's when we open up the JJ&M Massage Parlor.
Yeah.
And we send in our buddy Jackson to do some sniffing.
I'ma getcha. I'ma getcha.
So Jackson offers a sensual couples massage to your partner, and we just see exactly who that person wants to bring with them. Is it another person? Is it you? There's only one way to find out, and today we're going to help out Corey. What's up, Corey?
Hey, guys.
I got to tell you, I think it's been a while since we've had a gentleman call in for Fiancé Friday to start it off. I feel like usually it's kind of more like a female who's coming,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, girls are a little more mistrusting.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. But Corey, tell us what's going on.
Okay, well, my fiance, Monica, is still good friends with her ex. And it's kind of a weird relationship. She dated me, broke up with me, was with him, and then we got back together.
Okay, that'll happen.
His name is Zach, and they still chat. So I'm just a little bit bugged by it all, and she knows that. She knows I hate it, and I just want to know what's going on, if there's more than just a past relationship or just what the hell's going on.
So let me ask you this then. Do they hang out and have lunch together, or is it just like they're still talking on the phone, or it's just every once in a while you see a comment on Instagram or something? Like,
yeah, I'm going to say all of those things.
Okay.
Yeah, they still hang out, they chat. It just bugs the hell out of me.
I don't think I would like that. Monroe, if Tom had an ex that he still...
So it's actually happened both ways. My husband has an ex who actually I'm really good friends with. I love her to death.
Okay.
We were all good friends and we used to go to parties together, and she was single and it worked out well. He had another ex who I felt was... So just in it to get him back.
Right.
And so I had to put the kibosh on that.
Okay.
So I've done it both ways. But so if it's, I've always just had the thing of, if it makes that person uncomfortable, then something's happening to make that person feel uncomfortable, whether it's on my end or their end.
Obviously, it's making Corey uncomfortable if he's calling into a radio show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I would say that he was uncomfortable.
Right, exactly.
At the very least.
Corey, if you want, then we can do a Fiancé Friday for your fiancé, Monica, and we can have Jackson offer that sensual couples massage. Is that what you want?
Yes, please.
Okay. Then we'll do it next.
Baby, wake up, I'm waking you up.
The Mix Morning Fix with John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Fiancé Friday, trying to help out Corey. So Corey's fiancé, Monica, is still good friends with her ex. I'm sorry, Corey, what was Monica's ex's name again?
Zach.
All right, that down just in case she says Zach.
Okay, and we're just trying to figure out exactly how good of friends they are.
Exactly.
Come on!
No. Nope. So what we're going to do is we're going to call Monica. We're going to offer her a sensual couples massage. And we'll just see. Is it Corey? Is it Zach? Is it someone else? Corey, all I need from you is permission to have Monica on the radio.
Yes.
Okay. Jackson, you ready?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, is this Monica?
This is she.
Hi, Monica. This is Jackson calling from the JJ&M Massage Parlor. How are you today?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
The JJ&M Massage Parlor. We're a new massage parlor in town. Have you heard of us yet?
I have not.
Yeah. Unfortunately, not a lot of people have. That's kind of the problem we're running into. We're a newer establishment, and we have really great accessories, really great massage therapists. We'll do pretty much any kind of massage, but we're having a hard time just getting people through the door. So what I'm doing today is I'm actually just calling and I'm offering a free massage to a couple of people. Hopefully you'll come in, you'll have a good time, you'll enjoy your massage, and then you'll go tell a couple of friends about it so that we can start getting some word of mouth business going. Is that something you might be interested in?
So the whole massage is free?
Yeah, so it's completely free. I don't take your credit card information. I don't take any personal information other than your name, really.
I mean, yeah. How can you turn that down?
Of course. All right, cool. So the package I'm actually offering is our couples massage package. It would be a one-hour massage with you and a romantic partner laying side by side. You'll have each have a massage therapist that'll do pretty much any kind of massage to your specifications. So deep tissue, Swedish. We try to keep it like nice and quiet, romantic. We have candles going, aromatherapy. And then once you're done with your massages, we actually move you over to our Serenity Room, and you and your partner can just enjoy an hour of alone time. Sometimes that's hard to get. So we just leave you in there for an hour. There's chocolate covered strawberries, champagne. It's just a really nice romantic environment. Is that something you could use?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Awesome, Monica. So I have your name down for the appointment. To get it booked, I just need the name of your romantic partner and we'll be good to go.
You know what? Zach, he needs it. It's going to be a great time. I'm excited.
Hey, Monica. Hi, this is John Monroe, and you're speaking with Jackson. We do a radio show over on Mix 105.1. Your fiance Corey is actually on the line as well.
Wait.
Yeah.
Massage people?
What the hell is going on?
Wait, who am I talking to?
You said
to?
Zach.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to say Zach.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, Corey, let me just kind of tell Monica so she knows what's going on.
Corey.
Yeah,
I'm so confused.
I know
now.
It's a lot. No, I understand. See, what we do is we actually will call people and offer them a couples massage to see if they're cheating or not. And Corey called in.
Who's doing this? Who called? Who am I talking to?
So my name's John. Hi, Monroe's here as well. Monroe, okay. You want to say hi?
Hi.
And there's Jackson.
I'm Jackson. We've been introduced.
And then of course your fiance Corey is on the line.
Am I on the radio?
It doesn't even matter who you're talking to at this point. What matters is why did you say Zach? That was the wrong answer.
Wait a minute. First of all, I didn't even want to tell you this because it's kind of personal, but you know what? Now I'm going to have to. So you know that me and Zach are super close friends, okay? And you know his Aunt Roberta. I shouldn't even say that on the phone, but whatever. So she recently got arrested for something really, really bad, okay? He had to go bail her out. He missed a ton of work. They fired him, okay?
Ooh.
That is why I offered this to him. Now stop, okay? There's nothing going on.
But it's called a sensual couples massage.
With
you know what?
Champagne
he
and
was the first person that popped into my mind because he just got fired. His aunt that raised him got arrested. Like, can you even imagine that?
I don't care. I don't care about any of that.
Corey, if you can't
I don't
understand
care about
this,
Zach
then
or
I
his
don't know what to
mother
tell you.
Or his
You're
aunt.
Cool with, do you want to? I can call that place back and we can all go together. Oh, wait, do I not get the free massage?
We're not an actual massage parlor. No, I know there's some confusion with that. We're actually just a radio station.
Yeah, sorry, Dave. That's not
joke.
Happening now.
Like, seriously, I'm about to hang up. I don't even know. This is not how I wanted my day to go.
Corey, I bet this isn't how you wanted it to go either.
You're my fiance. Is this how we're going to deal with things? You're going to hang up on.
I'm not doing this on the telephone with people that I don't even know. I don't even understand what's going on. Like, this is weird.
You're right. It's a little weird. I think we should let them talk off air.
I think that's a really great idea.
Corey and Monica, and if they want to have Zach in on the conversation or whatever.
I'd like to actually get Aunt Roberta on the phone because she sounds great.